How about this one? A SWAT team in St. Louis raided a family's home. What happened was a carjacking, and the person who was carjacked had Apple AirPods, the headphones, in their car. So they used the Find My AirPods feature. They're like, oh, my AirPods are in this house right here. It must be the carjacker. So the SWAT team, the St. Louis SWAT team, shows up. They kick the door in, scare the heck out of the family that was inside, who were not the carjackers. The actual carjackers had just thrown the AirPods out the window of the car in a neighborhood. Here's the guy who lives in the house that was raided.
So you're investigating in a violent crime? Man, I drive trucks. Man, I don't know anything about a violent crime. Nothing that was involved in this crime was ever found inside of my house. Once I made it home that morning, I didn't leave again until 1 o'clock. My children don't even want to walk up and down the street because we were humiliated.
The family is suing the St. Louis Police Department.
Wow. You know, sometimes it's hard to get the police out to find these cars, and sometimes like, we can't do it. So the one time they show up, it's the wrong property.
I'm sorry that your car was stolen. There's nothing we can do about it. I know where it is. It's right. Yeah. This is the person responsible. Okay, this time we'll kick down the door with our guns drawn.
See, this is why we don't do this.
Talking about a SWAT team raid in St. Louis, there was a carjacking. Person whose car got stolen did the Find My AirPods, their Apple AirPods, and they're like, oh, this must be the carjacker because my AirPods are in their house. So the SWAT team came out, kicked in the door. It was the wrong house. Carjackers had just thrown the AirPods out the window in a neighborhood they were driving through.
Surprised they had the wherewithal to know we could be tracked by these.
But we have, by telling the story on the air, we have sparked some bad memories for one of our listeners. Ange has called us. Hello, Ange.
Hello.
So you had an AirPod-related incident as well. Was it a SWAT team busting your door down?
Fortunately not, but there was an angry man busting our door down.
What happened?
Last summer, there was a kid that came to our house, and it was just in the summer night. He just knocked on the door. He was like, yeah, my AirPods are here. My Find My is telling me my AirPods are here. And he had been riding around all night. We'd seen him on his four-wheeler. And we were like, okay, well, you can have a look around the property. Like, no problem if you lost them. Goes into the front yard, backyard. He asked us to let him into our backyard. We did. And then he's like, no, they're showing in your house. I'm like, well, I'm not letting you in my house. Because, you know, we don't know each other. So anyway, then he was starting to get really upset. He left, comes back with his extremely angry father in a big truck. And they start like berating my husband and I. Our child was upstairs and he was terrified. He's like screaming at us, swearing at us, telling us that, you know, he's pretty sad that people like us would have to steal from a child. And things like that.
What is their theory of where the thing was stolen? Like, do they know you? Do they go to the same playground?
How would you have stolen this kid's AirPods?
So it was showing at our house, so they thought if he was riding around that maybe they dropped out of his pocket and I picked him up and decided to keep him for myself.
Okay.
So then the cops, they end up calling the cops. The guy sat outside of our front, like just outside of our property for like 2 hours, and the cops came. And I was like, this is insanity. Like, we have nothing to do with this. So then I was like, I have AirPods. They're like, can you please bring them here? So I brought my AirPods over to the guy's phone. The phone said, those are not your AirPods because they identify with which ones they're connected to. Mm-hmm. So that kind of ended it for the evening. But the next morning, somebody was like wailing on my door. My husband had left for work and I was by myself. And it was like some 20-something-year-old kid. And he starts yelling at me. He's like, you stole my brother's AirPods. I'm like, what is happening right now? And I shut the door and he starts like kicking and screaming and he's calling me disgusting every name in the book. I was terrified. I called the cops and then my mom came, got me and we left our house and the cops came to my parents' place and I called Apple and I told them what was going on. And I explained that to the cops, so the cops went over to their house.
And what did Apple say? We'll put you right through to Steve Jobs. Hold on, let me get...
They answered immediately.
Let me get Tim Cook on the line. He'll settle this for you.
So Apple told me that, you know, they were sorry that this was happening to me, and what probably happened was his AirPods died. Like, he lost them, and they died near our house, and that was the last identified address. So that's probably what happened. We never saw them. If somebody picked them up, I don't know. But anyway, so then the cop ended up.
I would have loved if a couple weeks later your husband was mowing the lawn and he just heard something. He looked down and he ran over the with
spring,
the lawnmower.
Ba-doom, and they go flying out the side.
There's your AirPods, kid.
Yeah, they're in the air. I had to Google it because I'm like, how much are AirPods? Well, they're over $200. So you wouldn't want them to be stolen, but. I mean, relaxed. I wonder if a bird picked them up and dropped them in your eavesdrop, or you never found them.
I never saw them. I don't know if those people found them, but I wanted to move. I was terrified.
Did they ever apologize to you?
No, but apparently the mother was really angry with them. The cop told me he's like, she was so mad and the kids seemed remorseful. I'm like, okay, well, I don't ever want to see them again. And I know their house because their car was there and they had their car.
That's awful. So you still have to see these people on a regular basis.
Yeah, but we're moving in 2 months, so I won't have to anymore.
I hope those AirBuds make the move as well.
Yeah,
imagine now it's in that move U-Haul.
What is going on with Diddy?
Don't win, no win. We ain't.
Might be going somewhere.
He can't be stopped now, because it's bad boy for life.
Maybe you can be stopped.
He was trying to tell us.
Department of Homeland Security thinks maybe you can be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tell us what?
That he was a bad boy this whole time.
Well, we don't. There's been no charges. We don't know exactly what is going on, but we do know that homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami were raided by the Department of Homeland Security yesterday. They haven't said anything. They haven't released a description of the investigation, but it is an ongoing investigation. Diddy recently has been hit with numerous sexual misconduct allegations in lawsuits for crimes including rape, sex trafficking, and sex with a minor. One of his victims, his former girlfriend Cassie, Diddy settled with her without admitting guilt, but after yesterday's raids, Cassie's attorney said, hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Now, if you're on social media, you probably have seen some more specific accusations of what Diddy's been up to.
Sure.
Allegedly, the past few decades.
Yeah,
and
there's
some pretty wild stuff out there.
There's court documents where these accusations are in there, so they're valid enough to make it into court documents. Again, there's still allegations, but essentially two of his houses, every room allegedly had cameras set up in them, and they were filming people doing God knows what at these parties. There's also allegations that he would have multiple bottles of booze, and some of them would be labeled differently. Those ones would have drugs in them, and then he'd give them to certain people. It's not looking good for Diddy.
Again, we don't know for sure if that has to do with why his houses were raided, but you got the helicopters over the house. You have like what looks like the SWAT team going in to these places. They had handcuffed people who were inside the house. There was one shot on TMZ of Diddy's sons, Justin and King, both in handcuffs. We don't know if they did anything wrong. Maybe it was just a precaution. They wanted to have them cuffed while they searched the premises. You'd think with the allegations that have been presented over the past couple of years, and especially over the past few months, if Diddy did have anything in the house, if he didn't get rid of it, be pretty stupid.
Yeah, I think the footsteps were coming for a while, so I don't know what's still left on the properties.
Maybe too little too late for the investigators, but who knows?
You mentioned Cassie, the lawsuit that was settled discreetly. She started dating Kid Cudi, who's, I'm on the pursuit of happiness.
I know Kid Cudi,
And it's been, he's confirmed the story. Who knows if it's been confirmed in a court of law, but essentially Diddy is doing like some crazy organized crime type stuff and blew up Kid Cudi's car when he started dating Cassie at one point. Kid Cudi was at home and his car blew up in the laneway, and they're blaming Diddy for the explosion. And there's a
Cudi
lot of,
says it's Diddy.
Allegedly.
Diddy blew up my car.
But there's a gun violence. There's a lot of, Diddy's had a lot of smoke around him for a long time.
Don't win, no win. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. because it's Bad Boy for Life.
Well, you know, TMZ's all over this one. So if anything happens today, I'm sure we will find out about it very quickly. Diddy spotted at a Miami airport kind of just milling about yesterday before getting on a plane. And he did not look happy. You know, I love a good auction. And this is a big one that happened over the past week. It's a Hollywood memorabilia auction with some very recognizable props from some huge movies. Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, his whip from Temple of Doom was sweet. In the auction. You had Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining. In horror movie history, that's got to be one of the most iconic scenes ever filmed. Here's Johnny!
Yeah, great right? scene.
And you had the floating door that saved Kate Winslet in the Titanic. It's been, the topic of many discussions as to whether or not Jack and Rose could have fit on that door
mm-hmm.
over the years. So out of those three, Jim, if you had to guess, out of those three props, which one went for the most money in the auction?
My first instinct is that whip, because that is one of the most iconic characters of movie history, Indiana Jones. But when you think about it, I got to go with the door, just because that is the highest grossing movie, or one of the highest grossing movies. And also, it's tied in with the Titanic. People love history. Yep.
You got it.
I could see it.
It was the door. It went for U.S. $718,750.
I mean, if billionaires are willing to go in a sketchy submarine to get a glance of the Titanic, there's money to be made there with Titanic movie props.
I wonder if the person who bought it is going to actually use it as a door. That would kind of be neat.
Or are they going to toss it in the pool?
As one a floaty? At a time. One at a time on the door. There's not room for two on there. Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip went for $525,000.
That's pretty sick to have, though.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining only went for $125,000.
That's kind of more than I expected, just because if you take the item itself and just showed it in a vacuum, said, what is this from? People would say, I don't know. Like, it's a great scene, but the axe isn't identifiable necessarily, like the whip would be.
Some other stuff in the auction, you had Bill Murray's bowling ball, Bigger and McCracken's bowling ball from Kingpin, the clear ball with the rose in it.
Yeah.
Went for more than the axe from The Shining, $350,000.
More recognizable.
Yeah, to your point, I guess you see it. That looks like Bill Murray's bowling ball from Kingpin. I love that movie. You had Newman, Wayne Knight's shaving cream can that he used to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park.
The Barbasol? I do like that. You screw off the top and there's like the genes in it or whatever, like the test tube.
$250,000 is what that went for.
That's funny. And then you put your weed in there?
Someone gotta hide it from your parents?
Yeah.
I spent $250,000. My parents are never going to find my weed now.
It's a very expensive stash.
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man costume went for $125,000.
I'm surprised that's not more.
Well, let me finish. The black symbiote suit from Spider-Man 3.
Okay, so not the red iconic one. That's still cool, but...
Yeah, but it was the worst Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
But somebody got a real deal on that Titanic door. Almost $1 million is what they paid for it. Did you know today is Spinach Day? National Spinach Day.
Love spinach.
Yeah, you're a fan?
Big fan.
Take it easy, Popeye.
You know, look at my forearms. Can you not tell?
I used to want my mom to buy canned spinach all the time when I was a kid because of Popeye. Like, is a marketing... I don't know if spinach paid for that product placement in Popeye comics and cartoons.
Big Spinach was behind it.
But well worth it. If that was just free advertising, honestly, like... What other way could you have gotten kids to want to eat spinach?
Truly, I feel the same way about big carrots. Do they really help our eyes that much, or is somebody just paying big money to get people to say that?
Yeah, and would Bugs Bunny, if he was a real bunny, even eat a carrot like that?
No, no way. And like put it in his mouth like a cigar? Probably not. But spinach, like I get like the spring mix, and it has a spinach in there. I'll put it in wraps or on sandwiches. A good source of iron. And then if I'm making a protein shake, I'll put a mittful of that in the shake and blend it up. You can't even taste it.
The worst is when you boil spinach.
And shrivels up?
Well, yeah, you put in basically the whole container into a steamer or something, and it comes out, it's like a teaspoon's worth of spinach.
Where's all my greens?
It's almost like a magic trick, and it nearly disappears.
I also find I rarely get to the bottom of the spinach. Like, I feel like I'm throwing out spinach a lot. Like, I never get all the way through it, because it goes bad in like 4 or 5 days.
Okay, I have Googled it. Was spinach a product placement in Popeye cartoons?
Interesting.
Here's the answer. As surprising as it may seem, it is not a product placement. The character also was not created by the spinach industry. Not created either to help sell spinach. In fact, the tin sustenance was chosen by chance, perhaps because it's a good source of vitamins and iron.
Huh. Kind of like a funny word for kids, too. Spinach, I don't know. Something about it.
That green clump when he'd squeeze the can and the clump of spinach would just fly through the air. He'd catch it in his mouth. Ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. All his muscles start growing. It made me want to eat spinach as a kid. So the fact that they didn't pay for that, like, what a gift to the spinach industry.
I know, eh?
It's time for sports with Devin Peacock, our sports guy. Let's talk hockey, Dev. Connor McDavid on his way to a milestone.
Yes, so he got over 150 points last season. This season, he is getting very close to 100 assists in 1 year. So he's at 91 right now. He's got a couple of games to go to get to 100. I think he's going to get it the way he racks up the assists. Even if you go to Saturday when the Oilers and the Leafs were playing, Oilers lost, McDavid still had 3 assists.
Yeah.
It is one of the stories that has been sneaky, kind of quiet this year, just how many assists he has. So if he gets to 100, he would become just the 4th player in NHL history with 100 assists in a season.
Hmm. So we know Gretzky's on that list.
Yes.
So then there'd be 2 other names.
Yes.
Is Crosby on the list?
Nope.
How about Bobby Orr?
Yes.
Who's the 3rd?
Are you guessing another guy?
I don't know. Those
what
are
era?
Two.
What era?
It would be Gretzky's era.
Lemieux?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So here's the numbers, though. This also underscores just how great Wayne Gretzky was. Gretzky did it 11 times.
Wow.
Bobby Orr did it once. Mary Lemieux did it once. Gretzky, though, 11 times. Like, if you take, and people have said this a million times in the past, if you take just his assists, Gretzky's assists, he is still the all-time scoring leader in NHL history.
Well, as we tell the kids at the rink, my son's team, an assist is worth 2 goals. It's twice as good. It's twice as good to get an assist.
Everyone loves to play with the guy
that
passes the
puck. You know who believes that assist is 2 goals? Zach Hyman.
Well, I mean, Zach Hyman, you know, so...
Listen, if you're making plays, you're making plays.
He's now up to 50 goals on the season, and yes, he is playing with Connor McDavid, but everyone who plays with Connor doesn't score 50. Draisaitl does, but he's amazing. He could do that without McDavid. So congratulations to Zach Hyman for getting to 50 goals on the season, because when he signed his contract with the Edmonton Oilers, I thought they made a mistake. Like, I thought the Leafs were happy to not have to overpay Zach Hyman. He's proved me wrong. He's been great for them. He's overperforming that contract.
Love Hyman. I'm glad he's getting success.
He's having some success, and Hyman became Michael Bunting, who's now become Tyler Bertuzzi. It worked out for everybody.
Well, here's more proof, guys. I was right. I think Connor McDavid's a good hockey player.
Ka-caw!
Still unbelievable that they're saying 1 million people are going to go to Niagara Falls to watch this eclipse coming up on the 8th of April.
It seems like a lot of people.
On a Monday afternoon, 1 million people are going to be in Niagara Falls is the estimate.
And it's funny, I've been there during peak tourism times, and it is, even to try to find like a spot next to the railing to see the falls, sometimes is tricky.
Oh.
So if there's
it gets
a million
super
people,
crowded on like an average summer weekend.
Yeah, Clifton Hill going to be bumping. Where's everybody going to stand? Where's everybody going to stay?
Where are they going to stay? Well, apparently they are kicking out refugees from hotels because they want the room for people who are willing to spend $1,000 a night to see the sun in front of the moon or the moon in front of the sun, whichever way it's going.
Through a shoebox?
Shows you how much I care about this eclipse. I will say, the moon was shining bright last night. It was a beautiful full moon last night.
You're right. It was big. Yeah.
Getting ready for it.
Yeah, it's working itself up.
Good practice, moon. So, yeah, some people aren't happy that asylum seekers are being kicked out of hotels in Niagara Falls to make some way, make way for some cha-ching during the big eclipse boom.
Yeah, but there's got to be a better system than taxpayers paying for hotel rooms.
Another thing they're saying is be careful if you're buying eclipse glasses, which they almost look like 3D glasses. Like they have paper glasses that apparently make it okay for you to look at the eclipse. The problem is where there's money to be made, there will be scam artists, and there are some people selling what they claim are eclipse glasses, and they are not. So you may burn your eyeballs out. If you don't cheap out on the eclipse glasses.
Look for the CSA triangle on the side to make sure they're approved.
No, there is either. Well, how can they just, why wouldn't they just put that on there if they're fake?
If they're fake, yeah, right? Truly. Man.
Make sure you're buying your eclipse glasses from a reputable retailer, because otherwise, eyeballs burnt out, possibly. Mm-hmm. We will, maybe we'll get more into this as we get closer. We'll start jumping on board the eclipse wagon here.
I mean, I want to look at it. I haven't done it. I haven't looked at one since I was in grade two.
This is the way they're talking about it. It could be the best eclipse we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a correction here. Squid Game, the challenge, the game show version, not the scripted show, but the game show version of Squid Game, was not shot in the United States. It was shot in London, England.
Okay.
American contestants from all over the world gathered in London, England.
I see. Okay.
Hard to tell where it was shot because they're inside for the whole thing, right?
Still, we can still take it.
The second season of the scripted show Squid Game is expected towards the end of this year. Late 2024.
Okay.
Is what Netflix is saying.
I'm interested, but it kind of reminds me of that TV show. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was simply called Jailbreak or something like that. Were they all in the early 2000s? I think it was called Jailbreak, something like that. Prison Break. After they break out of prison, the show went real downhill. So after Squid Game, the guy broke out of the Squid Game. Well, I don't want to spoil anything. But
once you figure out what's going on in Squid Game, like where do you go from there? Maybe they have some super creative writers who can come up with something good. Hopefully they do. But I hear what you're saying.
You know?
It was wrapped up in a neat little package.
With still a fun mystery you could speculate with your friends if you're talking about it. We'll see. I'll watch it.
I finally got through the rest of the new Roadhouse movie yesterday, Jim, on Amazon.
The new one, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to watch it all weekend, but my kids kept interrupting me coming downstairs, and there's a lot of violence and swearing in the film, so mm-hmm. I had to put it off till last night. I hadn't seen Conor McGregor make his entrance yet, but he is over the top.
In a fun way or like too much?
I don't know if I could say he's a good actor, but he's Conor McGregor, and I don't know. Yeah, I was laughing when he was on screen.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are bad actors, but also compelling to watch.
Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of has that.
Yeah, there's no question he's in great shape.
Okay.
McGregor's chest is huge now.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. I heard Liz, who comes on the air after us, yesterday talking about how the new Roadhouse is better than the old Roadhouse.
Whoa,
and it
bold.
Made me so angry.
But the
Liz,
old
there's no world where the new Roadhouse is better than the first Roadhouse.
The old Roadhouse is not a great movie, but it's fun to watch. How would you even describe it? I don't even know, because it's not a great movie, but it's fun.
It's cheesy. And it's one of those movies where you're like, how the hell did this movie even get made? It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But the actors and it seems like the filmmakers are taking everything very seriously, right?
They sold it.
This one is entertaining, great action, but they're kind of trying to be funny on purpose. They're in on the joke in the new Roadhouse. Still a good movie. I would say that a better Roadhouse sequel that came out this year would be The Beekeeper. Same sort of deal. Jason Statham is a man, a quiet man trying to live a simple life who just gets pushed to his limits.
Okay. And takes on a crime syndicate or something?
Same sort of plot, but The Beekeeper is another one of those movies where it's just so bad it's good.
Mm-hmm. Like over-the-top violence kind of thing?
The new Roadhouse, it's actually kind of good, which ruins it for me.
Yeah. But not good enough that it's actually good, it's but too good, good it's not bad.
It's good, but it's not bad enough that it's good.
No, I hear you.
Give it a watch. It's worth it if you're looking for some action and mindless entertainment.
Okay.
Now streaming Roadhouse, Conor McGregor, Jake Gyllenhaal. So it turns out I wasn't the only one excited to read this headline earlier in the week. Toupees are making a comeback.
It's about time.
They're not just accepted thanks to social media, but apparently now they're a flex. What exactly is a flex, Jim?
A flex is any sort of behavior that you do to show off.
Yeah, almost like a status symbol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. A flex would be a certain shirt before you get your hands on it before anybody else, or any sort of status symbol.
Yeah, people are showing off their toupees. They're not just getting away with wearing one. They're like, yeah, this is a toupee, and it's awesome. I paid $2,000 for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they call them hair systems, actually. They don't like calling them toupees, but look at my hair system. It looks so good. We were talking about this on the show, and this call didn't go to air, but I got a kick out of it, so let's play it now.
Hey, Taz, how you doing?
Good, buddy. You?
I'm doing great, thanks. Hey, just commenting on the bald thing, the wig thing, or hair system, sorry.
That's right. Thank you.
No problem. Proud bald man myself. I hear where you're coming from in the it would be weird just to go get it done and show up to work. But if you look at it like makeup for women or something like that.
Yeah.
Or
hair extensions for women. There's a lot of women who put false hair in their existing hair, and nobody complains about that.
Sure. Some people are just wearing wigs.
Yes, 100%. That's it. I think if you were to do this on the radio, you'd inspire a bunch of people to do it.
Yeah, Taz.
What we need to do is have me go out and go to a bunch of different places and talk to people as a bald man, and then I'll get my super sweet hair system installed, and I'll go back with a full head of hair and see if they treat me differently.
Interesting. Like, they'll give you a different price on a used car.
Social experiment.
Yeah. The waitress starts smiling at you a little bit more.
Exactly.
You know what? This meal's on me, guys. Here you go. Beautiful hair, by the way.
Yeah. Right? Taz just has more confidence. You start becoming a different person. That'd be amazing.
There's so many baldists out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you'd inspire a lot of people. So you do it, I do it, buddy.
I'm still a little worried that this is a prank. This is a trick.
There's a long con on you?
Yeah, the headline was toupees are cool again, and next week's headline is going to be bald men are gullible.
Yeah.
Can you believe bald men actually believed that toupees were cool again?
They're so dumb. I like your idea, though, of like putting the... I think it's a reality show, Undercover Bald.
Yes.
Really figure out human nature.
You go out as a bald man and see how the world reacts, and then you go out with a great head of hair.
Yeah, see people are opening doors for you now.
Yeah, next thing
giving
you
promotions.
I'm elected Prime Minister of Canada. Nice hair, though.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.